Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes.
On Sunday. This is Only 30 Minutes on Sunday. T-A-Z and White Nancy, a.k.a. D. Lovely, is on the line.
Hey, yeah, I love that.
You know what? I feel like it's pressure if I don't have them clapping.
Listen, I never get old.
Okay, the first one that I got is, and it's been on Facebook and I've been mad, 545 children separated from their parents down at the border, and I've heard every excuse under the sun. Well, they should have came back and got their kids. Like, they could come back. They got deported. I don't understand. What part of separated do you not understand? So they're coming up with all kind of excuses. I'm just like, no, it's the United States' fault. I mean, they shouldn't have deported them. If they did deport them, they should have put them together. They should have separated them and held them here. So what is your thought on the 545 children being separated from their parents down at the border?
It totally breaks my heart for the obvious reason. From what I understand, the youngest child separated was right at 3 months old. So that child doesn't even know who its parents is. So no matter what happens, anybody can say, yeah, that's my baby, because you have no idea who the parents are to that baby. Then on top of that, you've got kids who have been separated from their families for so long that if they do finally find a way to get back with them, there's going to be some sort of trauma that they're going to have to deal with. The people already aren't financially in a situation where they can do anything for the children, but now you've got children with trauma who probably have PTSD, and I can only imagine what child you're getting back compared to what you walked away with. So the whole thing just makes me so angry, and the people of privilege who somehow think that the right answer is, well, just go back and get your kids. That's the same people that take the puppies when they don't want them and throw them in the dumpster, and then just feel like, you know, I don't want them, so I threw them away. If you want them, feel free to go get them. So I don't understand why their mindset is so disassociated with reality.
And then one tried to tell me, well, they could have just, you know, got a lawyer. Nothing. Well, if they had money, they could have got a lawyer. And then they act like these people can just come in and force the United States to give them back their kids. And I don't understand that. So I was done fussing with them. I was like, come on, y'all. Okay.
When you've lived with privilege your whole life, you don't understand what it must be like to have to try to fight against a system that is not built for you, because the system is completely built for those people who are saying, well, all you have to do is, I mean, clearly it's their system. They know what they're supposed to do and how it's going to work in their advantage.
Right. So I was done fucking with them.
Yeah, they you can't have a conversation with people like that.
Vice President Pence, his chief of staff, Mark Short, contracted COVID-19. At least five people around Pence have contracted it in recent days. What do you think? And then, wait a minute. Vice President Pence is still on the campaign trail. Shouldn't he be quarantined? But I digress. your thoughts on this foolishness. This foolishness.
Well, at this point, the one thing we do know for sure is he is supposed to, he's serving as the head of the what's it called, the
coronavirus task force. Yeah.
Yeah. So as the leader, aren't you supposed to lead by example? So
follow and, your guidelines that you put out?
Exactly.
How about so that the, part the, of it?
How about that? How about you take those same guidelines that you've put out to the world or to the United States and follow them the one, yourself? But clearly he's made a decision. He's decided that it is more important to go stumping and become a super spreader than it is to quarantine and try to make people safe. So I'm not concerned. I'm not as angry as I was before, because as awful as this sounds, the only people I hope that this affects is those people who are at those rallies and as close as they can possibly be and not wearing a mask. I just hope they don't take it someplace else, because as soon as they leave there, they go to the grocery store and the gas station and the department store and all the places that we regular people have to go, and they wind up not getting sick and all of us do. So it just makes me so angry.
Yeah, and plus, they never did follow the guidelines. No way having those inside events.
Yeah.
They had a few outside events. I ain't say they never had outside events, but the ones that they did have closed events too, with them packed in. So they were, and then a lot of people didn't wear no mask. So, go figure.
Most of them don't wear a mask. I encountered someone yesterday who said they don't wear a mask because if they get sick, then that's just what God wanted. So I guess if I'd have punched him in the mouth, that would have been what God wanted too?
Or if you decided to jump off a bridge, I mean, that's what you need to do. Rid us from all this stupidness that you sprouting. I mean, I don't understand. And it's
just don't get it.
And it's only common sense. But again, I digress. COVID-19 numbers for the United States: 8.64 million cases and 225,000 deaths.
I know. Just go ahead and let out all that air.
This shouldn't even be a subject, you know?
It really shouldn't. It shouldn't.
I just wish we all be on one line and we can almost be like China. Because China's numbers are down, if you notice.
Yeah. Well, when you have a government that says, if you show up any place without that mask on, you going to jail. Okay, guess what? They're not going to show up without a mask. But because we've got the president of this free world saying that it's okay, how are you going to blame somebody else when you doing the same thing? How does that work?
Yeah, I agree. I know over in China, when it first started, people were trying to leave their house, and the police was right there, ushering them back inside. Get out and get back in. Get back.
They had them wearing these patches on their arm. So if you showed up and your patch was red, oh, you was getting it. They was not playing with you.
That's why they're
with that red patch on if you want to. And you can't show up with no patch. You better have some kind of patch on proving something.
Uh, the debate, the last debate. I'm the most least racist man in the room. It is to laugh, party hard, hard. What did you think of the debate, the last debate, or if you've seen it, you might not have wasted your valuable time watching it.
Well, I absolutely watched it because I need to know what they're saying out there in them streets. I need to know what that man is saying. I need to know who's falling for it. I need to know. So, yeah, I watched. I'm always going to watch. I'm always going to be interested. The thing that made me more concerned that I felt like they did not speak enough about was when your president said, I'm looking out here, and, I mean, I can't see you. Are they too black to see? He can't see the black people because they dark? I don't know what happened.
He can't see the black. Yeah, I remember that. He said it's too dark. He can't see the black.
It's too dark.
That's what he calls the black.
That's
what he calls.
I was like, oh my gosh.
He can't see the black. We are the black. Not black people.
The black. Yo.
The black.
I can't with this man, I swear. And no one seems to be as anxious about him showing up places as I am. I'm nervous whenever he show up someplace because I know that right after he leaves, there's going to be a whole lot of unhappiness, and people are going to want to fight, and they're going to want it to turn into a horrible thing. He's the Pied Piper of evil.
And if they start some stuff, the blacks are going to be whipping butt. I mean, it's going to be quite ugly. Like they said, we ain't our ancestors. I found it odd during the debate and from people's posts on Facebook that educated people, too. They didn't know what coyotes were. They thought it was the actual animal that Trump was talking about. That immigrants are being brought over by coyotes. And nobody, I mean, educated people didn't know it. I found it odd. So did you run into that problem or you didn't?
I really didn't talk to anybody, but I didn't find it odd because I know that there's a limited amount of information that is taught. That's something that you'd have to go and learn on your own. You're not going to get that kind of information from your regular school system. So I was not surprised.
I was. So a couple of people that I knew, I'm not saying I'm the smartest person in the world, and I'm not. I think I'm low on the totem pole when it comes to wit and everything like that. I'm not. I don't think I'm the smartest at all. I think I'm right dead in the middle, average. But this Trump thing that came up and evolved around the world, man, I'm finding out I'm smarter than a lot of people.
Yeah,
a whole lot of people that I thought was, pretty well on the ball with things. But
I would say that is exactly the right thing. I do think that you may be more in tune than some. The problem that I have is that I don't have a problem with you, but I think that the problem that we will see is that people are not as interested in things that don't affect them until they affect them. So you're saying you're surprised that people don't know about these things. I'm surprised that when they heard it, it didn't pique their interest. That surprises me more than anything.
It
didn't make somebody want to go and say, what is that about? Let me go see what okay.
They thought it was National Geographic coyote. They didn't think it was.
Oh, my God.
And for the people that don't know what me and White Nancy are talking about, we're talking about people that take, and you have to pay, like people from South America, they got to pay people to harbor them over to the United States to danger and drug dealers and all that. And you pay them to get you safely to the United States.
Right.
So that's what that is. A coyote.
Yep.
Okay. We got what? 10 more days. And I voted.
Nine, baby. Days. Nine. Nine.
Oh, my bad. I'm not trying to cheat us. We got nine more days. And I'm going to ask you again. Who are you with? And who do you think
you're
going to win
with?
But who are you with? Well, you know, I just wanted to make it official, you know, nine more days, you know. I'm with Uncle Joe too. So I just, but who do you think, or do you have a feeling who's going to win?
Well, I don't put anything past the horrible people that run this mess that we are finding ourselves in. So I hope that the numbers that I'm seeing right now of people who are showing up at the polls, and they're people that look a lot like me, I'm hoping that they understand how important it is that they continue to show up and that they continue to cast their ballots early. I'm hoping that we flip enough states from red to blue that there's no questions. If it's close. I was going to say, if it's close, there's going to be a problem.
Oh, yeah. And see, you live in Florida, so we already know the cheating and the abundance of cheating that goes on down there. So,
we already know about what we're in for. We're well aware.
You don't cheat that. And the thing about it is, you know they will cheat that one in a minute if they cheat anything else. They'll cheat the vote down in Florida.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you who I'm with. I'm with, of course, Joe Biden. That's who I voted for. And plus, I just think, like you said, if it's close, there is room for error. Somebody's going to try to cheat.
Right.
But if it's overwhelming and it's a landslide, it's hard to cheat that. It's hard to cheat when there's a lot of people out there. You can cheat when it's close, but you can't cheat a lot of people.
Right.
A whole the majority. You can't do that.
That's the whole point.
There's going to be some uprising for real.
Yeah. I feel like if we can make a difference, I'm seeing people who have not voted in a very long time, never voted before, finally understanding that you matter and your vote matters and being counted matters, and I'm hoping that makes them do the right thing. I'm also encountering some people who said, you know, I don't vote. That's just I just don't, and that concerns me. Can't convince them otherwise that it's there's a reason that you should be doing this. You're not going to convince them that it's not the government's plot to find out where you are and what you're doing. Especially, I think there's a commercial that's out right now that's saying once you vote, they'll be able to track your voting status. And I'm thinking that is almost like a red herring. It's making those who don't already trust the system saying, why would I vote now if I know that all that's going to do is let them keep up with me? So I feel like it's almost like a setup.
To be honest with you, the only way I hate these Dalton Thomases and Thomasinas. I hate them because I ran into a group of people that I'm friends with, one of the people, but then they're friends. They ain't trusting nobody. They think Biden has made all kind of money. And I said, dude, it's nationally known what each politician makes yearly, and it's not reported. It's already there that it says Biden on Forbes list is a may $9 million. He's worth $9 million. And when you had 47 years of him being a senator, and then he did 8 years as a VP, which jumped him another 100,000. After you figure that out, that's about $9 to $10 million. And Forbes, they said $4 million of the $9 million was his houses.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what are you talking about? All that money? Now wait a minute.
And here's the thing,
Mitch McConnell.
They're putting together the husband and the wife. Just remember, when Jill Biden came into this thing, she was already rich.
Yeah.
He married money.
Yeah. But what he earned was only $9 million. That's what it said. Now.
Right. But that's the thing.
Said,
so
when I went to go check Mitch McConnell, he made $22 million. And I'm sitting there going, Mitch only been in Congress 16 years. Now you add his up and it don't jive. And there's things that we know that's been reported. We know that's been reported with Mitch, because he got that 10 mil in Kentucky that's Russian owned.
Yep.
We know that. There hasn't
been
no report to jive with Joe's record as far as income is concerned. Now,
exactly.
Said, but you can't always believe what's reported. I said, you don't think a young reporter wants a Pulitzer to uncover some misdeeds with Biden? Wouldn't you think his career would jump if he could uncover the? Oh, they looking now. Don't think they looking.
Listen, and they have
looking,
all his. He has released all of his taxes, so if you want to go start combing through stuff, go ahead. To come through and see, but there's no way you're going to be able to do that with anybody else. He has been as transparent as they come.
Let's see, these black people thinking, well, his taxes ain't right either. I'm like, come on, they got Al Capone on taxes. You can't talk to these black people that are doubters all the way through. You doubt everything. I said, look, I ain't doubt nothing until somebody come up with some proof. I need to see some things before I can start just doubting somebody out of the blue. Black people. that's what I got to say. My last one, do you think President Obama is hurting or helping the Biden-Harris campaign by him going out campaigning?
I don't ever think he's a hurt. He's always going to be a help. He appeals to a wide range of people. It's not just people of color. He appeals to a lot of middle class people. His stretch is far and wide. So I always think of him as an asset. I never think of him as a deterrent of any kind. He's never a distractor. When I watched him speak yesterday in South Florida, I listened to what he was saying, and dude was he was completely off the cuff because he was so frustrated. He started that stumbling thing he does, I, and I was like, oh Lord, he's going into his blues mode. He was about to break out in song, but he's never a distraction. I think he's always an asset to anybody he's stumping for.
Well, I didn't hear him yesterday. I seen little bits and pieces. I wish I heard the whole thing. But I don't think he's a hindrance either. I think he helped the campaign greatly, because he's one of the he's got the highest rating approval among Democrats. So, yeah.
Exactly.
I think he's... Well, D Lovely, aka White Nancy, thanks for calling in. I know you guys.
Wait,
go back
I got one more
slavery.
Thing. I want you to tell me how you feel about it. How glad or relieved will you be when you stop getting the robocalls from the campaigns and they're telling you who to vote for? All the things that are in your mailbox that are telling you who to vote for. It's just in the text.
Yeah,
it's,
the text.
If this.
Oh my God.
If ever there was a reason
a number,
for me not
crazy. I see a number on my phone. I go, I've got the non-answer.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is. Yeah, I know.
Yep.
I'd be like, don't they know I'm in Texas? Then I'd be saying to myself, you got a Georgia number too, stupid.
Yeah.
I go,
they're not,
right.
They don't know where you are. They just want to know where your number's showing up.
Yeah, so they can keep a poll, I guess. It's almost like a poll.
Yeah, it is. It's all for polling purposes. So the emails, the texts, the calls, the paper in your mailbox, I'm over it. I don't need you to tell me who to vote for. I'm going to vote who I'm going to vote for, and the paper that you send me and the email you send me is not changing my mind. And when you call me, that's even more reason for me. Now I pick up the phone and I just hang up. So I don't even want to talk about it.
I block the number. Don't answer. But I know, being a mailman, former mailman, that you got to deliver all that mail because it pays. So, and a lot of my people that still work in the postal system tells me, "Boy, I can't wait till after this thing is over. All this mail we've been getting to have to re-deliver the same stuff 3 or 4 times." I'm like, I know. I lived through that. 17 years of it, because on the real, you know, it just don't happen during the presidential election. That mail and stuff happens on every local, you know, election that you have around the country. So that's
right.
Crazy.
It's just worse during times. I'm over
this
it.
Is the big
so
one.
They can stop.
This is the big one.
I'm never going to give you my information over the phone to tell you who I'm voting for. I'm never going to do it. I'm not going to respond to an email. I'm not going to respond to a text. I'm not. So that just seems like a waste of time and energy.
One time on the text, I just wrote back, "I vote for the black people," and then I blocked the
number. I'm voting all black.
All black. All black. Like I do in Vegas, all day. Good talking to you, D-Lovely. I will talk to you off camera, like we on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then
right.
I'll get to writing tonight. I will be writing at least 3 or 4 pages tonight.
Yeah, get to work.
I know. All right, then. I'll talk to you later.
All right, my brother.
And thank you for calling in.
Always.